Good evening. Afreilich and Chanukah to everybody. Reb Chaim Oizer, the Gadol HaDoyer. He was the ultimate Posig HaDoyer. They say that when Reb Chaim Oizer was officially dying in Vilna, but when any psak that Reb Chaim Oizer uttered from his mouth, people didn't want to argue with Reb Chaim Oizer Gozhensky. Posig HaDoyer, the Achiezer, Shalas and Shuvas Achiezer. He had the final say. I mean, I saw Shuvas who was sent from very far away. I mean, his koyach ha-psak must have been very globally accepted. Reb Chaim Oizer went once to Krakow when he was already a very famous posek. And when he went to Krakow for some sort, it was on Chanukah time. I don't exactly know why he went to Krakow for, but it must have been a very important reason because Chanukah normally you wouldn't expect him to be there. But he was in Krakow with Chanukah. And as he was there, apparently, there was some mishap happened, and his frak tore. You don't know what happened exactly. A door, I don't exactly know what, but his frak tore whilst he was staying in Krakow. So there was nothing much he could do about it, but to go to a tailor. So he wanted to go to a tailor to fix the substantial tear in his frak. Reb Chaim Oizer went to a tailor in Krakow. It was Yiddish tailor, who was not even very, very posh to eat. And he just got there just before Nacht. And he asked me, Reb Chaim Oizer said, I've got my frak over here, it's a shtickle tone. Can you help me? And then the tailor said I'll help you, but I can't help you right now because it takes a bit of time to sort it out and I'm going to line the menorah now. So I can't actually help you this minute, but if you don't mind waiting until I'm finished, you can. So the Reb Chaim Oizer assumed that probably it will take just a few minutes. He's going to light the menorah and done and dust in 2 minutes, and he's going to come back. He's going to see to his frak. So he's like, "Okay, fine, no problem. I'll wait." So Reb Chaim Oizer waited there in front of the room of the tailor, and he saw how the tailor lit the menorah. Reb Chaim Oizer reports. He said he went and lit the menorah. He stayed by the menorah. He said the brochas tmimistik, but so early how he did the lighting of the menorah. He stayed there for half an hour, not a minute more, not a minute less. When it was done after half an hour, he came and he saw to the frak of Reb Chaim Oizer. Reb Chaim Oizer said, "This is what Chachomim said: Kol harogil b'neir yilon talmid Chachomim." Somebody who stays by the neir, however tmimistik, he was a posh yid, he was only a tailor, he was not talmid Chachom. But Muftachani, Reb Chaim Oizer said, "I'm convinced that Kol HaRogel B'Ner, somebody's careful on the Ner," and it means it probably refers also to Ner Chanukah, probably mainly refers to Ner Chanukah, also to Ner Chanukah, having a Talmid Chachamim, for sure going to have sons with Talmid Chachamim. Reb Chaim Oizer reported that he Taka had sons, this tailor had sons who grew up to be outstanding Talmid Chachamim. Outstanding Talmid Chachamim. He said, in fact, now he understands why in Kukah generally, Kukah was known to be the Ir Ve'en Be'Yisrael, a city that produced many, many Gdoli Yisrael. Kukah was one of those cities that had many, the Gewaltige Schos, that many of the youngsters became Talmid Chachamim. He says, now he understands why. Because they're Rogel B'Ner, they're careful with the Ner, they're careful to make the Brochas properly, and they stay by the Ner for half an hour. To make it, they don't have to really stay by the Ner. But Kol HaRogel B'Ner have the Talmid Chachamim. Yeah, okay, we are up to Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona, and we didn't quite complete the Sugya. There's an additional important point that needs to be discussed. Let's just briefly recap. See if Dalet bottom of the second line of page 186. Yesh oimim shein mitzvah tziches kavona. Some say that mitzvahs do not need kavona. V'yesh oimim some say that tziches kavona need. Some say that mitzvahs do need kavona. Lord says to be yotze be'asias oisa mitzvah, to be yotze performing of that mitzvah. V'chein halocha, and that is the halocha. We covered a couple of Mishnah Berurahs discussing what exactly is what is it exactly. That which kavona you need, and we addressed and said, what was that? What was the kavona that we need to be yotze the mitzvah? That's right. The fact that Hashem commanded us to do it, right? Additional kavonas are nice, but it's not what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes tells us the following examples, very very useful examples. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes about 8 lines from the bottom. Lot says, Lefichach, therefore, how to ikale Islam made somebody who blows the shofar just to fine tune his tkias, just to learn how to blow the tkias. Oi, alternatively, Hamavoreich, Birkas Hamozoin, somebody who benches Pirkas Hamozoin. Pirkas Hamozoin. Veshochach. Im Ktanim, with children, lechan chont v'mechanech them, b'mitzvahs v'mitzvahs, v'hu ayo gam kin chai b'virkas hamozen, he was also chai b'virkas hamozen. Somebody who is benching with little children, but he is himself, is also obligated to bench. But it's not his intention to be yoytze the mitzvah, but he's just benching with young children. V'shochach a'oz le'ischaven, and he doesn't have his intention to be yoytze himself, he's only benching for the children's sake. Then Lot says, "V'shochach oz lischaven." Lot says, "Bo gam ken avur atzmoi." He's just benching for the children's sake, but he's not benching for his own sake. He forgets about his own obligation. V'chein in simul chiyah gavna bechol mitzvahs with any other mitzvahs. Shalsom l'shum eiz enyan. He's doing the mitzvah for any other purpose. Lo yotzli chavosoi. He's not yotze the mitzvah. Ayn betaz simen tov peites shemuch mitvoch the mavoichim ktanim anal lo yotze afudu leman dama mitzvah zinchitz kavone. Somebody who has got no connection at all to his obligation. He's just singing the benching with children. He's just blowing the shofar for fine-tuning his tkis, but it doesn't, he's not connected at all to the current obligation that he has. Then the halacha is, akunut mandoma mitzvah tzichis kavona, he's not yoitze, because he only blew for training purpose. So he's not yoitze. He says, even according to the Amanda Omar, those examples mentioned now, he's even according to the Amanda Omar, mitzvahs ain't chiches kavona, he says he won't be yoitz over here because he's like misasek. He had no connection at all to the mitzvah. Vim kavonosa besiyas mitzvah l'shum eze inyan, if he's got, his intention is to be yoitz in the mitzvah, and v'gam lotzis bozeh yideh mitzvah yotzah, if somebody's got dual kavona, one kavana is to please his mother-in-law, and at the same time he also has intention to do the mitzvah properly. He's got two intentions. The fact that he's got an additional kavana, that doesn't matter. The mother-in-law example is not so good. First of all, because it's very unlikely. And second of all, because it's not really considered a kavana. But if somebody has got a mitzvah to fine-tune the tkiyas, to train, and at the same time he also has a kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, or something of those lines, he's going to be yotze, because it doesn't, the fact that he, An additional kavana will not hinder his kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Right. Now, what happens, Rabbosai, if somebody is moitze you? For instance, a good example will be Tkiyas Shofar. There's a Baal Tkiyah whose intention is perfect. He's got kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah, to be moytze the mitzvah. However, you as a listener, you don't have full kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah. Are you yoytze or not? You're not taking an active part in the mitzvah. You're only yoytze as shemei ka'oine. Are you yoytze or not?
Does he have you in mind?
Yes.
And you have in mind to be...
No, you don't have kavana. But he does.
You need to have kavana.
You need to have kavana. You say, you say shemei ha'koine, therefore you have to have kavana.
If the person who's listening,
I'm talking about the one who's listening does not have kavana. Says the Bi'a Halacha, I think it's a fascinating Bi'a Halacha. Bi'a Halacha says, as to whether he's the one doing the mitzvah himself, and doesn't have intention to be yotze, and whether if he listens to somebody else, Megillah is another example as well, that somebody's moitze you, and you didn't have intention by shmir. When you listened, Lord says, "Boy, yedei choivas mitzvah, to be yotze the mitzvah, you will not be yotze." So again, even if the person who is moitze you through his megillah, through his shofar, he has intention to be moitze you, if you don't have intention to be yotze, if you don't have kavana, mitzvah tzichis kavana, and you're not going to be yotze. So it doesn't help. Much you are saying. Any other mitzvah which is talking related to Kriyas Shema, Birkas Hamazon. Right, he brings Cholkim, but I'm not going to go into that now. Right. What about, Rabbi, so we touched on that on Thursday, what about mitzvahs which are food related? Achilas Matzah, for instance. Or, what's another example? Because, yeah, Achilas Matzah, or maybe eating the first kezias in the sukkah. And you don't have full intention when you're performing that mitzvah of eating. So eating related mitzvahs, is that different or the same? Exactly. Very good. You're saying that he's actually physically eating. So therefore, even if you didn't have kavana, you're saying you fulfill the mitzvah. Let us see what the Bialocha says. Very interesting. The Bialocha, I'm the second wide line in the middle of the Dibur HaMaschal V'Shem Shetzichas Kavonim. So second wide line. He says, Veda, and you shall know. The Kol Zeh U'Beshara Mitzvah, everything discussed is in regards to regular mitzvahs. Avol, however, Mitzvah HaToloi Be'Achila, mitzvah which is food related, kagoin, such as kezais matzah bePesach, eating kezais on Pesach. V'uah then, and similarly, achilas kezais beSukkah b'Leil Rishon, eating the first kezais on Sukkah, the first night of Sukkah. Taas haShulchan Aruch, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, lekamon b'simen tof ayin hey, the yotze b'dievet, you're yotze b'dievet, afilu im loy kiven, even if you didn't have intention. V'apach machmir gam b'zeh, and the bach is machmir. So we have over here in machloikas as to whether eating related mitzvah could be different. And there's various understandings within that machloikas, but the Bialach seems to have a strong understanding that mitzvah, which are food related, according to the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, even if you didn't have kavana, you're going to be yotze. Interesting. But there's a machloikas within that. Right, okay. Good. Right. Okay, the Bialach goes into additional details, but let us move on now with Seif Hey. Shulchan Aruch Seif Hey says the following. HaKoyre es Shema. Somebody who reads the Shema. V'loy kiven liboy, and he did not have intention in his heart. But Pasuk Rishon, the first Pasuk, Shu Shema Yisrael, which is Shema Yisrael, Loy yotzo yedei chayvosoy. He's not yotze his obligation. Ve'ashar, and the remaining parts of Shema, im loy kiven liboy, if he didn't have intention in his heart, afilu hoyo koyre batoyre, even if he was reading the Torah, or Megia Pashis or Elu, or he was just Magia, was a sofer, he was being Magia the Pashis or Elu, but Oinas Kia Shema, whilst he was reciting Shema, Yotze is Yotze, Vehu, and they say Shekib and Libo, Apostle Rishon, as long as intention, or proper intention, Apostle Rishon. Shulchan Aruch over here is differentiating, is making a clear distinction between the first Pasuk of Shema and the rest. The first Pasuk of Shema, according to many understandings, the first Pasuk of Shema does not have any connection to Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona or not. There's an additional obligation of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, whether you hold Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona, whether you hold Mitzvah Tzichas Ein Tzichas Kavona, but the first Pasuk of Shema is so critical and so important, therefore you need to have intention, even according to the Man D'Oma, Mitzvah Ein Tzichas Kavona. The first Pasuk of Shema is very, very critical. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah said in Seif Kot Yudalev, Kiven Liboy, Kavona Zu Amur Kan, Einenu HaKavona Amur B'Seif Talet. This is not the Kavona referred to in Seif Talet. The Shom, Hu HaKavona Lotzi Dechovas Mitzvah. There we're talking about the Kavona of Yibiyotz, the Mitzvah. Zebin Ulchola Pashas, this is necessary, all the Pashas. Mash Einken Kavona Zu. The Kavona discussed of Yehul, Izboinim V'losum HaLiboy Mashu Oime. Here, the Kavona that we're referring to, never mind Mitzvichas Kavona, Mitzvichas Kavona, the Kavona of Yeh is a different Kavona. It's not to be yoytze the mitzvah, it's the meaning of it. You have to concentrate and think what you're saying, and therefore it's ma'akev, the first pasuk, which is the acceptance of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam being our king, and his uniqueness is borach. And some say, some say that, according to the opinion of Mitzvah Tichas Kavona, Some according to the Amar holds mitzvahs entiches kavon. Vona, it's specifically talking about the first pasuk. But either way, the yesod of this eve tells us that never mind mitzvahs entiches kavon and entiches kavon. The first pasuk you need to have kavona on a different level, not just the fact that you are trying to be yotze the mitzvah, but you have to understand as well that we're accepting the burden of being our king. By the way, are women obligated in Shema or not?
They're not, actually.
They're not? What about women in Shema? Pardon? Mrs. Mangoma? Right, good, yes.
Well, there are plenty of places who require women to daven Shacharis Mincha. So, with regard to Shacharis, they're going to have to say Shema as part of Shacharis.
Right.
Even though it's not being required in the mitzvah Krishna, they're still having the minhag of Lulav.
Right.
And then there's what's called Shema Mita. So, there are definitely poskim. I think the poskim who really get involved with women's. Few of them in Tefillah tend to hold that women are, at least in the first paragraph of Shema, for Krishna Amrita.
Yeah.
So it's not, I don't think it's in terms of we kind of in the rice, but I think there's a Durabonim, which is a separate thing.
Good. So the Maisa, to wrap this up, that the true, although really women are not obligated in davening, really, however, it's true that they're not really obligated. To a large extent. However, since Shema, this very first pasuk contains Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemaim, which you also want the women to be Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim, it's I can't say real obligation, but it's there's a very choshev inyan at the very least that women should say Shema as well, because of Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemaim. Okay, that leads us to Seif Aleph of Siman Samach Aleph. Simon Samach Aleph. Din kamal tzorich ledaktek v'lechavim b'kriya Shema. Okay, what exactly is that we need to be medaktek and be intent, what exactly intention is during kriya Shema? Yikra kriya Shema. How should one read Shema? Bekavona, one should say Shema with great kavona. Be'ema, with fear. Be'ira, also an expression of fear. Be'reses v'zeh. You should be trembling as you recite Shema. You should be trembling as you recite Shema. And Mishtabura defines in Sif Kotnala first wide line. Hainu kol kriya Shema, it's referring the entire kriya Shema. The ma'ashin is bayer b'soiv simen ha'koidim uraklin in the heaven. The fact that they made a distinction between the first pasuk of Shema and the rest of kriya Shema, that's only b'diavad. Lechatchila, you need to recite the whole Shema in a trembling state, concentrating and full focus of what you're saying. And but yeah, but it's true. Only the first pasuk is ma'akev, but really we're trying to say the entire Shema with great kavana. And there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah over here in Sef Cotton base. Some sidurim have printed that actually in the sidurim. The kavana Eli Rabbe Hevi b'shem haKolboy. The Eli Rabbe quotes from the Kolboy. Vubi Yerushalmi Soif Perek Kama de Brachas, and its source is Yerushalmi in end of first Perek of Brachas. The Bekriya Shema. In Kriya Shema, Merumas, there is a remez of Aseres HaDibros. The Ten Commandments are mentioned in a hidden way. The Aseres HaDibros are mentioned in Kriya Shema. By Hashem Elokeinu, when we cite Hashem Elokeinu, Merumas, there is a remez of Anoicha Hashem Elokecha. That's pretty straightforward. Hashem Echad, Dibur Lo Yeh Lecha. When we say Hashem Echad, we're referring to the second of the Ten Dibros, Lo Yeh Lecha, we shouldn't have any idols. Pasuk v'hafto, when we recite the pasuk v'hafto, merumas, there's a remes of dibaloi sisa, not v'sisa, because if you love somebody, the Rebbe Shem dearly, you're not going to be oivon loy sisa. The man de rochim le malka, because somebody who loves and rochim has got mercy and has got compassion, the Rebbe Shem loy mishtabe will not make a shvua b'shmei l'shikra. He will not use the Rebbe Shem's name for a shvua, for an oath, in a lie. So certainly Lo Sisa is in a hidden way mentioned in V'Ahavto. The Pasuk Chsavtom, when we sign the Pasuk Chsavtom, Dipo Lo Sachmoit, Dixiv Beischov Lo Beischavecho. Because when we say Beischo, then it's obviously we're not going to be Choymet, we're not going to be, what's Choymet in English?
Covenant.
That's right. you base chav, you're not going to desire your friend's house, base cho, your house, you're satisfied with your own house, you don't have to go looking into somebody else's house. Uba pasuk in the pasuk with safto tegonecho, tipoloi signoif, with Ezes, the commandment of loy signo, we shall not steal, tegoncho loy say soif, tegoncho, for loy say soif, tegon chavercho, you shall not be gathering the wheat and the harvest of your friend. A bit of a kasha on this one, Rabbi Yisai. A bit of a kasha which I heard on this. What is the loy signoif referring to in the 10 dibros? Pardon? Kidnapping, that's right. Yeah, that's right. The loy signoif in the 10 dibros is referring to kidnapping. So, it's a bit interesting, no? It's a bit schwer. But I suppose it's not that far away. No, I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure. What do you tell it? I don't know.
It's also not kidnapping.
I see. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Probably, yeah, maybe it's... Right. Yeah, but he says that Dugoncha tells us not lo signoif. How does he tell us lo signoif? Lo says of Dugan Chavecha. It's very interesting. Okay, I'm not sure. It's probably the same Yisoid or something. V'posuk v'avadete mehera, it refers to dibu lo sirtzach, you shall not kill. Demand the kotel is katel, because v'avadete mehera, you shall be destroyed quickly. If somebody killed somebody else, ultimately he's going to get killed himself. V'posuk levanir bo yemeichem, it refers dibu kabed is avicho, that's pretty straightforward. V'posuk lo yisusuv, achreinechem, dibu lo yisinof, you should not be noyev. V'posuk leman tizku, you shall remember leman dibu zechores yema Shabbos, shushoku keleget kol ha-teure, we know the Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvahs. V'posuk ani yeshe legechem, dibu lo yisane berecho ha-et shoker, al ken tzorich, therefore person has to be, misboin has to think, bohem, as to think about aseres dibros beis amiras ki hashma, well to recite ki hashma, you have to think about the 10 dibros kedei shelo yovu lavar alachas mehen. I must say I'm a bit, and I can't say I fully understand this. So again, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us in the name of Yerushalmi, Eli Rabbe Kol Bo Yerushalmi. Now, whilst we recite Shema, we have to think of the Shema contains the remez of the 10 dibros. Rabbi, so how does that lie with you? How do you feel about that? And therefore, you have to think, says the Mishnah Berurah Loch Lemaisa, you have to think of the 10 dibros. You have to think of the 10 dibros whilst you say Shema. Anoichi, lo yelecha, all the way, kabed es avicha, all the way till. You have to think about the 10 dibros whilst you say Shema. I have seen there's some Sidurim, some of the modern Sidurim. Have you seen this, Rabbi Yisai? Some of the very modern Sidurim, they bring down on the top. They bring down when they go through the Shema. They bring this kol bo about all the panoichi tzad Hashem. I don't think that's what he means. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, Ibshah. I don't think it means that if you don't have kavana, you're not yotze. I don't think so. But Mishnah Berurah does say you should have kavana of those 10 dibros. There's something else that bothers me a little bit. Rabbi Yisai, how do you feel about the aseres dibros generally? I mean, we have got them on top of the. Well, how was generally our approach to aseres dibros? Yeah.
Well, there was part of the Shema back in, you know, the time of the Gemara, and they removed them because of the
Yeah. See, that's right. It's very true. We don't have that approach that aseres dibros are any more. You know, really, they're not more important than the others. I mean. Kabed is avicha and Marco, really, I mean, Shiloach HaKan, and yeah, Noichi, I understand, but really, we've got the 613 mitzvahs, and we've got the Rabbonans as well. So there's no, what's unique about Aseres HaDibros, Rabbi Yisai? What's so special about Aseres HaDibros? The punishment are the same. Somebody who's over on any loisa, I say, just because it's mentioned Aseres HaDibros doesn't make it any better or worse. Rabbi Yisai, what do you think about that? As you're saying, that the fact that it was removed from the Sidrat Tefillah because we don't want people to understand and think that 10 dibros are more choshev than the other mitzvahs. We have 613. We have 613 mitzvahs. Mitzvah say, mitzvahs lo yisaseh. Remach, evom v'shesagidim. They're not more important. So I'm not quite sure why we have to think dafka of those that say as a dibros doing Shema. Unless you're going to say, like Ebsadi Gon, Would you agree to the question? Do you agree to the question? Why is there a difference in Shema more than the others? Why not? Shiluach HaKan, Maka, Loshon Hara, I'm just making up examples. Kibud Raboi, V'Avtol Eicha Kamoicha, you name it.
Of course, some level they quote all of them.
Oh, very good. So Rabbi Kagan mentions Erev Sadia Gaon, who says famously that what's special about the Aseres HaDibros is that within the Aseres HaDibros, the Aseres HaDibros, I think that is not the Shoyresh, the root of all the 613 mitzvahs are somehow there. You're going to find all the, it's like a title, and all the 613 mitzvahs are going to be within that title. So the 613 mitzvahs are the roots, are the Shoyresh. If you think about a tree and there's emerging branches from it, so the Aseres HaDibros also, all the mitzvahs are somehow rooted in there. And according to that, according to Rabbi Kagan's approach, based on Rabbi Sadia Gaon, you can maybe hear why the Aseres HaDibros are mentioned, where we have to think about Aseres HaDibros doing Shema. But otherwise, I'm not sure. Yes?
If that was true, then we wouldn't need to have all the different levels brought down in Mikra. We have brought down in
it's
if you're going to say that the things derive...
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. I hear that. Yeah, so I suppose we wouldn't have thought of the 613 mitzvahs on our own. It's the Rebbeinu Shlom's Chochmah, who in retrospect we can see, once we have given the 613 mitzvahs, I'm not sure exactly what the Sadia Gaon's approach is, but I assume that it's, once we've got the 613 mitzvahs, we can trace them back to the Aseres HaDibros. And we wouldn't have worked out the other way around. Maybe that's, I'm not sure, it's a good question. Really? That's very interesting. Robert Feingold says that really indeed from Aseres HaDibros they could work out all the 613 mitzvahs. That's very, very interesting. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. It sounds very interesting. Right.
That's the point of the first nine Shema. And now you've become
a
mark's
mind.
That's quite a
lovely
thing.
Right.
What's the kasha? What's the yom tov? What's the yom tov of Shavuos? We only got the Aseres HaDibros.
Right.
Which have been with much afterwards. You learned Kol HaTorah Kula.
Right.
Shema, we came down and gave us the...
Kol HaTorah Kula was given, sure.
What did we get when we got us?
We got
Aseres HaDibros. Alumni is licked.
Licked in them, everything, yeah. Okay, I hear that. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemo, we went back into the Machlokas, Mitzichas Kavona, and we mentioned that Mitzvah Achila are different. We also mentioned that somebody who is Misaseh im Ganzen, somebody is completely, that is not going to be Yotz the Mitzvah, even according to Madama, Mitzvah Enzichas Kavona. We spoke about somebody being Yotz and somebody being Moitzi, that the person who is being Moitzi, somebody is not concentrating at all, it doesn't have kavanah at all, he is not going to be yotze, even if the intention of the moitzi is to be moitzi him. We learned, we didn't speak about Sefkot Yud, who goes into Halacha Lemaisa, as to whether mitzvah is kavanah or not, Halacha Lemaisa. By the way, I must mention that now, very importantly, the Mishnah Berurah mentions the name of the Radbaz, that by the Rabbanon we can be Mekel. It's an ongoing machloikas, but Mishnah Berurah does mention the Radbaz, that by the Rabbanon we can be Mekel. In Sif Hey we learned that somebody who says that the first pasuk of Shema is different and is more critical, and you need to have not only kavanah to be yotze, but you also need to understand what you are saying. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We then learned Siman Samech Aleph, Sif Aleph, who tells us that you need to have kavanah be'emo, yiro, v'retzes, v'zeo. You need to tremble as you recite Shema. This is referring to the entire Shema Lechatchila, says the Mishnah Berurah. And then we mentioned finally in the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Eli Rabbi, in the name of the Kolbe, in the name of the Yerushalmi, that Aseres HaDibros are mentioned in the entire Shema, and one should have intention to think about this as when we say Shema. Frelich and Chanukah Rabbeisai.